Are you nostalgic for a simpler time?
A time where controllers didn't have so many buttons.
A time where games weren't so overly complicated by so many plot devices.
Yeah.
Me too. I miss my NES.
Hi, I'm Bill, and I absolutely love old video games. But I didn't have anyone to play with. So I decided to start the Super Switch Club. That's right, a podcast dedicated to discussing and reliving the nostalgia of retro video games that are also on the Nintendo Online Virtual Library. Each week, my friends and I will discuss games from the NES to the SNES. Games like
Super Mario World,
Kirby's Dream Land 3,
Donkey Kong Country,
The Legend of Zelda,
Super Metroid,
Balloon Fight,
Punch-Out,
A Link to the Past,
F-Zero,
and so much more.
The Super Switch Club is a podcasters assemble style show from the We Can Make This Work, probably, podcast network, where we'll be replaying and discussing some of our favorite video games from our childhood.
So join us on the Super Switch Club, where you can relive the nostalgia of tearing your hair out over an NES game that loves to troll the shit out of you.
Best of all, you can too.
Head on over to probablywork.com/SuperSwitchClub now to learn more.
Yes, hello and welcome back to another episode of The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast. A podcast where Tyler very cleverly gave the biggest spoiler of all in the name of the podcast and managed to keep it quiet all the way up until the last couple of episodes. You legioni. Yeah, legioni. Now, apologies if today there's a bit of background noise. It is rather windy about in the UK. And no, I haven't just had a big curry and it's made me very gassy. There is a lot of wind just blowing around all over the place. But fingers crossed I can keep the background noise down to a minimum. Now, guys, oh, you'll be so pleased. First of all, we did manage to figure out the Twitter account. Yes, password 123. Who'd have thought? so we do now have access to the Twitter account. So if you do want to talk to us, you can contact us at Coordinate Pod on Twitter. You know, we're there now. You can actually speak to me and Tyler, and we'll probably ignore you until we see the messages a week later. So please do reach out to us. You know, it's very good to be involved with the community at large. But we did have some contact. Yes. No, don't worry. The dad's not my alien. The alien is not my dad. Not that kind of contact. We actually had someone reach out to us to talk to us and give us some feedback. And it was amazing. You know, I have to say, actually having someone reach out to us at the email address, which is coordinatepod@gmail.com. See, I'm very organized. I've got all this information in front of me. It was lovely to actually hear from someone. So Saria reached out to us to basically complain about me. in a nice way. They just basically said, yeah, I really love this podcast. Me and my dad are really into Attack on Titan and really enjoying this podcast. But Bill takes forever to release episodes. And this kind of brought up a discussion between me and Tyler because I actually thought we released on Thursdays. So I always got the episodes ready for Thursday. And Tyler tells me that apparently Wednesday is our actual release day. You know, I think sometimes we've managed to get it out a bit earlier. But yeah, I think Wednesday is supposed to be the day that we actually release the Coordinate podcast to your podcasting feeds. So hopefully you'll be getting this episode today. So yeah, thank you. Thank you, Saria. And also apologies if I pronounce your name wrong. I'm terrible at pronouncing everything, as you already know from the podcast. But yes, it was really nice of you to reach out of us. And then yourself and Tyler continued to have a very funny conversation about how terrible I am and where I'm from. I'm from the UK. I'm from England. Yes, just outside of Londidium, or as the rest of the world calls it, London. In fact, no one calls it Londinium. I don't know why I said that. So I do apologise. But yes. For those of you, if any of you are listening in the UK, you may recognise my slight twang to my voice because I am from the wonderful county of Essex. Yeah, blood. less said about that, the better. Very nice for you to reach out to us. So yeah, if anyone out there in the fandom wants to reach out to us, you can reach us at coordinatepod@gmail.com, or you can reach us on Twitter at coordinatepod. Or of course, you can always go over to the probablywork.com website and you can find more information there. But anyway, what are we here to talk about today? We're here to talk about Attack on Titan season not one, not two, not three, but season four, the final season, the second part of the final season. So technically season five is the final season, but they've still added. Anyway, we all know about this confusion. And this episode is called Four. And it was like they listened last week to what Tyler was saying, because Tyler really hoped that when the rumbling happened and all the walls broke down, that the actual title, the episode music would start then. And that's what they do this time. They recap it. They show all the walls falling down. They show Gabby shitting a brick down on the floor. You get to hear everyone listening to Eren on the toilet while he announces his plan to the world to destroy the rest of the world, which is just, yeah, well done, Eren. You finally flip the bonkers coin. And then the titles jump in. So yeah, it is just like literally the rumbling. Rumbling, rumbling, something's rumbling. I never knew, but God, to bit the better bear. I shake a bad tail, I got a character. I'm sorry, I don't know why they don't reach out to me to do the songs for Attack on Titan, but they really should. But yeah, there you go, Tyler. It's proof that they are actually listening to us, which is really cool. And yeah, and we actually see, I think it's Annie's dad, just like on the floor saying like, did you hear that? They're going to kill us all. They're coming to kill us. Oh, shit. And oh yeah, there is a buttload of Titans, and we all know how much Titans butts have been a focus of the whole series. And but we start with Gabby and Reiner, and they're searching for Falco, and Reiner's just like, no, the other guys, they've definitely taken Falco. Not the Austrian rap star Amadeus. They've taken the other Falco, the one from Attack on Titan, who of course now is the Jaw Titan. Yeah. Well, I don't think we've quite seen full Jaw Titan. We kind of see his steaming corpse on the floor, or there might be Reiner's corpse. Yeah, actually, I think that's Reiner's corpse, because Reiner mentions that his hardening ability's gone. I think Eren stripped him of it, which seems weird. I think everyone mentions that's weird as well. I think we'll come back to this later, because I know Armin has kind of a weird reaction to the idea that he was able to affect Reiner's Titan ability. Gabby basically, Reiner's completely screwed over. He's got like the tiniest bit of steam coming out of his side because he's obviously screwed. And Gabby just puts him to sleep on the floor, leaves him some bread and some fruit, and then fucks off. She's like, fuck you, Reiner! I'm going to go find my mate Falco! Amadeus. she's just basically like, I've got to kill Eren. And he's like, You've got no chance. Reiner is basically just given up. And then we actually switch over to our good old friends who have been in Attack on Titan the whole time. Yeah, Connie, Jean-Luc Picard, and the other guys, they're all standing there. They've got Falco tied up, and they're wondering what to do with him. And Connie's just like, I'm going to feed him to my mum! Oh, Connie, mate. Like, yeah. I get where you're coming from, but come on. Do you want your mum to come back to life and just start like being a killing machine? Poor old Falco. They then get attacked. This is so funny. Tyler showed me the picture from the manga, and even still, like, they've changed the look of this Titan a bit. Tyler reckons they don't want to get sued, but it definitely looks like the guy from Breaking Bad. No, not that one. No, that's it. Saul Goodman. That's it. It looks like Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad. I know he's quite a famous actor now, and everyone should know his name, but I'm not very good with that sort of thing. I can't remember the actor's name, but it really, really looks like him. Just suddenly comes in Titan form, running up to them, and just like smashes into the building. So in the confusion, because they're all debating about, what are they going to do with Falco? Are they going to feed him to Commander Pyxis? Are they going to feed him to Connie's mum? Are they going to feed him to the wolves? Who knows? They'll probably feed him to... The thing that makes most sense here, like, we know Eren's got a couple of titans. Like, let Army need him. You know? That makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, do you know what I've just had a thought of? How do they separate out the titans in the future? You know, because Eren's now got the Founding Titan and the Warrior Titan. Is it just a case where, like, and the Warhammer Titan, you know, the one that paints little figurines. Is it the case that he's always going to have to be eaten? And then that titan, that person will always have those titans? Oh, no, wait, I remember now. Sorry, guys. Sorry, my brain just went on a complete, like, splat. I remember Tyler has already explained this to me. If you die with the titan's abilities, then just a random Eldian child will be born with that ability. So I assume they'll just separate out again. That's a weird mechanic, isn't it? That must be Ymir up in you know, Sandyland, going with a big shiny tree, going, you can have it this time, and sprinkling some Titan juice. Oh, that sounds gross, doesn't it? yeah. So in the confusion of being attacked by the Titan form of the guy from Breaking Bad, Saul Goodman, they. Connie escapes with Falco with the intention of feeding him to his mummy. Because, yeah, she's just, you know, she couldn't walk, could she? She's just lying there on her back going, oh no. and then we see the other members of the Survey Corps. There's a lot going on at this point, and it's really cool. So let's go to Sasha's family first. Sasha's family are being chased down by just a random titan. The girl, Kara, who really, really, really hates Gabby, falls down into a thing. The titan falls down after her. He's reaching out to eat her. And then Gabby just runs in and goes balls out with this huge thing that she used to blow Eren's head off. And she just flies through the air. She's going, like, full on, what's his name? She's going balls out Van Damme style. She's flying through the air. She's got the gun in front of her. She sticks it in the Titan's mouth and blows its freaking head off through the nape. This gun, you know, I mentioned it before. Like, where did she get it from? I think she got it from a Bravo or some shit. But it's really cool. And, yeah, they give a little description in, like, the halfway card thing that they put up about this gun being, like, some sort of hyper-powered rifle. It's basically an elephant gun that they've designed for Titans. So you can take out a smaller Titan with this gun, and that's exactly what she does. And then when Kara looks at Gabby, she doesn't see Gabby, she sees Sasha standing there with her bow and arrow, remembering when she saved her last time from something. And, yeah, so, you know, this is Gabby's redemption with Sasha's family. And I have to say, this is the bit Gabby's beginning to... She's beginning to transform into Eren from the first season, which is what I said originally. I said she's going to be the new Eren character, but she's really fucking annoying. And yes, the annoyingness is beginning to fade. It's still there a bit. She's still Gabby Gobshite to me. She always will be Gabby Gobshite. But yeah, she is beginning to bring on all those traits that Eren had in the first season. And it's kind of endearing. And I hate to say it, but this episode started warming me up to her. Also, I really enjoy this episode. The episode is fucking great. Anyways, apologies for my language. This is a 18 plus podcast, shall we say. But, you know, I mean, god damn it, the amount of blood and violence in Attack on Titan. If you can't stand me saying the F word, get the fuck out the kitchen, boy. Go watch Gordon Ramsay or something. He's much more he's much more polite than I am. I'm sure he's never said the C word on a podcast. Anyway, yeah, so they end up getting sort of semi-rescued by two guards who sort of escort them out. And we have Gabby's redemption. But now we get the bit, the really cool bit. This is the bit. Oh my God. I'm jumping up and down on my chair in excitement. So, all that, yeah. We don't know why, but Eren wasn't able to control the Titans that I think Zeke made. That's it. But we don't know what's happened to Zeke. We think Zeke's dead. Not been confirmed yet, of course. And then... Which basically means we haven't seen his dead body. He's definitely alive somewhere. But yeah, these all the Titans that Zeke made from all the people who drank the wine with the spinal fluid, they're still alive. They're not under Eren's control. And they're out attacking all the people in the city. They've eaten up all the remaining Mammalians? I like that name. They've chewed through all of them. Now they're turning on the Paradisians. And this is just the greatest moment. One of them's about, like, they've smashed a hole into the big castle fort wall. They're reaching in, they've pulled this bloke out, and then suddenly out of nowhere, someone just slashes the Titans to pieces and just lands on its body. And who is it? Oh, it's motherfucking Shardaze. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, smother me in honey and let the bees lay their eggs in my ears. Yes. Oh, he's like full on fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme, baby. He's damn delicious. He lands there. He's standing there with his two swords in his hand and he's got a BDSM gear on. Bald head. He's just like, I trained every one of you fuckers. Why are you carrying your fear? Oh, I wish they got Arnie to do his voice in the dub version. But yeah,
God damn it, get up, you maggots!
He's just like standing there, kill this Titan. He's standing on its corpse. And he's just like, get the ODM gear. Come with me if you want to live. And it's just like, oh my god, I'm gonna cry. This is amazing. yeah. I can't explain it. Like Commander Shardaze, the guy who literally just punched Eren in the face for being a gobby gobshite during his training. Was it Eren? No, I think it was Connie, wasn't it? He just punched Connie in the face, just like knocking him down. And then he's standing there. He literally looks like death, the embodiment of death. It's just like this bald head, sunken eyes, angry face. It's like you're facing down Vinnie Jones in his prime. Ah, man, it's glorious. If you want to live, get off your asses and follow me. And it's just like, yes. Oh, I can't explain how much I love this moment. This series and the second half of the series, which I was worried about. I was just like, well, you know, there's just going to be a big fight, you know, and they're going to Dragon Ball Z style it out and stretch it out into 28 episodes. But no, it's glorious. Every moment, every bit that happens is just like, yes, yes. Oh, right, I've got to move on because I've calm down. Deep breaths. I know what will calm me down. I'll have a big sip of coffee. Hang on. Oh, nothing like coffee to slow the heart rate down. That's right, isn't it? Now, Tyler, this bit's for you, mate. So there's a bit where there's this bearded Titan who's like, he looks like he's about to reach through and eat our good friends, Yelenka, or whatever her name is, Yelenka. And Mikasa just suddenly slashes the nape of the Titan and it falls into the window, narrowly missing her. But then the scene outside, oh my God, there is so much, like, that Titan has got so much junk in its trunk. Like, that is some butt there, right, Tyler? You know, I really hope that Tyler uses that as the thumbnail for this episode. Otherwise, I'll be extremely disappointed. But yeah, you know, just check that bit out. it's 15 minutes 49 seconds if you're watching the episode. And yeah, there is just full on butt kiss there. Lovely, lovely butt kiss. But yeah, everyone else turns up. So we've seen Mikasa. We've seen Shardaze Schwarzenegger and Jean's then flying around going, quick everyone, get your BDSM gear, get your Thunder Spears. We're going to kill every last one of these motherfuckers. And we also get to see Pyxis. Ah, Pyxis has turned into a Titan and they sadly have to kill him. But Armin's just like, you were the man, Pyxis. You've been there for me since forever. And out of respect, I'm going to kill you really bloodily with this huge Thunder Spear and blow your head off. And it's just like, yep, well done, Armin. But yeah, it was sad to see Pyxis die. But it's kind of like, apart from Shardaze now, there's like no old guard left in the group. And yeah, he's just the guy who just trained every single one of them. And of course, he started off being the drunk who wouldn't get involved and help. But yeah, it's great. And then... And also, I love the bit where Shardaze uses some of the gang to get the Titans to just run into the wall. And they start climbing up. It's just really funny watching them go face palm in the wall. Really, really good. And also, Pyxis in Titan form. He's still got his moustache. That thing's going nowhere. Where did Titan get their hair from, eh? It's just hilarious. but yeah, we bid a sad farewell to him. And then we basically get a scene with Mikasa, who's just like... again, the Angel of Death. And then there's that girl who originally saw Mikasa in the first series, sliding on the back of the Titan, who's joined the Survey Corps, just watching on in awe. But everyone is just killing these Titans, like, left, right, and center. It is like having, it's like watching an army of Levi's just going hammer and tongs, killing them all, to the point where they actually do kill all of these remaining Titans that were transformed by Zeke. And then they're just standing there watching the horde of colossal wall Titans walking off after Eren towards Marley. And everyone's sitting around, they're just like, well, yeah, fuck. Like, what are we going to do? Like, Eren's plan only benefits us. Like, this is it. He's going to destroy everyone else in the world to protect the people that he loves, because that's the only way it's going to end. Makes sense, really, but it's... Armin's like, yeah, but it's the most horrific type of genocide. But it's just like, you've either got the world destroying a group of people, which is genocide, albeit not a huge group of people, in consideration to, well, in what I would imagine to be like the rest of the world, and or destroying all the small people, this small colony, destroying everyone else. And it's just like, yeah, it's just like, what would you do? Like, I would want to stop Eren. I'd be like, no, they may try and kill us all, but that's their conscience, okay? I don't want to die, but at the same time, I don't want to be responsible for the genocide of the rest of the planet. I don't know, it still feels a bit too out there for Eren. Like, I get the way they've done it all, but yeah, it still feels a bit too out there. It feels too bonkers, even for Eren. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm still not sure if I'm feeling it. I feel like he's basically, like, I mean, the whole point of doing the mini rumbling was to make the world shit its pants. And I think Eren's just thinking, I want them to really shit their pants. You know, I still don't know if he's going to go through with it. He may be going to go through with it and then get talked out of it in the end. I don't know. It seems bonkers. But yeah, I think he's just like, nah, if I take all the Titans, they're definitely going to shit their pants. Or maybe he'll just stomp Marley and then be like, that's it, no more. I'll let the rest of you live, but I'll warn you, yeah, you'll get the Marley treatment if you try and wipe us out. We're not island devils, but we are now. And I kind of like that thing where they describe the fact that the only reason this has happened, they could have just left Paradise alone and been happy. But the only reason this has happened is because they labelled them devils and then feared them so much. And the one thing they feared was the rumbling. And because they sent out Titans to try and capture the founding Titan, their worst fears have now come to pass and there is a rumbling. And yeah, it's just crazy. So we're now left towards the end of the episode, and Armin introduces Sasha's dad. Sasha's family brings Gabby to Armin and the gang, and she's just like, I just want to save Falco. I really don't want to get involved anymore. This isn't my fight, or something along those lines. And she's like, I just want to save Falco. And yeah, she's they say to her, well, we haven't got Falco. Connie fucking scarpered with him earlier. And he's going to feed him to his mum. And Connie's been going to see his mum regularly for the past 4 years. So, yeah, Connie is... They're revealing here that Connie's rather unhinged at this point in time. And, yeah. And then this is the point where Gabby reveals to them the fact that he wasn't a heart... Like, Reiner's hardening had come undone. So... Oh, yeah, that was it. Oh, God. My brain. I just couldn't think of it earlier. So, yeah, Armin's just like, oh, no. Oh, no. And I'm like, oh, yeah! I know what this means! I know what this means! Yeah. So, where he broke the hardening on the walls, which also removed the hardening that was surrounding Reiner in his armor form. And then it also is going to remove the hardening that's got Annie in a big crystal somewhere in the middle of Paradise. And yeah, we actually see her on the floor struggling for breath. She's come out of her thing. She's got a little funny finger thing that she uses to prick her finger to turn herself into a Titan. Annie is back.
Oh, it's been so long.
It's been so long. I can finally get the answer to the ultimate unanswered question, is what happens if a man eats the female titan? I mean, it's called the female titan, but can it only be operated by women? Can it be operated by man? Why would you call it the female titan? That makes no sense. You got Warhammer Titan, Attack Titan, Armor Titan. These things are really cool. And then, female Titan over there. Yeah. Yeah. She's a woman. Come on, give it a cool name. Call it Ninja Titan or something, because she's really good at beating the shit out of people. Or Semi-Hard Titan. No, wait, hang on. That sounds wrong. I mean, because she's got a bit of a hardening. Anyway. Not quite the Armored Titan. You got to imagine, Reiner in the Armored Titan is kind of like a knight wearing his full armor gear. Whereas she's more in chainmail, so she's got a bit more movement about her. That sort of thing. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that. But yeah, it's good. It's cool that Annie's back. I've been waiting for this moment. I keep talking about her as well. And yeah, that's it for this episode. So I hope you enjoyed it. I loved it. Not as good as last episode, but last episode was just banging. But this is still absolutely top tier stuff. And next episode is going to be called Sunset. And yeah, I can only hope that it just continues along these lines. And do you know what I want more than anything? More than Annie, I want more Sade. Oh man, I need more Sades. I really hope he somehow catches up with Connie. Connie has a Connie's obviously, he's Tom Cruise height, isn't he? So he's going to have a crisis of confidence before he feeds Falco to his mum. Sardes is going to arrive and just punch him in the nose. Be like, don't be a dick! I'm Sardes! Oh, yeah, loved it. Anyway, guys, like I said, it was wonderful receiving an email. Reach out to us at CoordinatePod on Twitter or CoordinatePod@gmail.com. Wherever you want to reach us, go to probablywork.com to find us as well. And come and join our Discord as well. It will all be in the show notes below. But yeah, come join our Discord and talk to me and Tyler. We have spoilers for the subs and we have spoilers for the dubs. So if you're waiting for the dubs, which I think start coming out next week, so then people will start catching up with us then. You can come in and you won't be spoiled at all. Okay. We'll separate you out into, the wheat and the chaff, and and we'll go from there. But yeah, I've been Bill. Next week you're going to have Tyler. Oh no, wait, hang on. Is next week's President's Day? I think you're going to have me and Tyler. I can't remember. Yeah, but it'll either be Tyler or both of us. But look forward to that. Episode 82, Sunset. Big love from me. Big love from the Probably Work Network. And big love to your mamas. And also, don't get eaten by Troy. All right, he's wandering about. We discovered that he wasn't actually made by Eren. Or the founding titan, he was made by Zeke, so he's a bad titan. Okay, all right. If you see him, point Sardes in his direction. All right, love you all. Bye.
Batman.
Where's the Joker?
He's locked safely in Arkham.
The Penguin?
No, I...
Two-Face?
No, it's not...
Is it the Riddler again? It's not Calendar Man, is it?
No!
Oh, thank God.
It's not about your extensive rogues gallery.
Oh, then why did you use the bat signal?
Word on the street, there's a new player in Gotham. They call themselves Podcasters Assemble. They're calling for entries on the latest season, where they're reviewing every Batman movie, including Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy, starting with Tim Burton's 1989 original, and leading up to this year's release of Matt Reeves' The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson as the Caped Crusader, releasing in theaters on March 4th, 2022.
Holy Bat Movies, Batman!
You said it, Robin.
Wait, where did the kid come from?
According to this, the first episode is due on Monday, February 21st.
There's no time to waste. To the Batmobile.
Will the Batcasters assemble in time? Find out on the latest season of Podcasters Assemble. Same pod time, same pod channel.